Hi everyone! Welcome back to another episode of the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. When you hear someone talking about the country Peru, what pops into your mind? For me, it's the city of Machu Picchu, which is a famous historical site. It's also one of the new seven wonders of the modern world. Apparently, it's the most visited destination in Peru. However, did you know that there are many other beautiful sites in Peru? The video I want to share with you today is called The Ancient Salt Pans of Peru. Before you watch this video, let's discuss our sentence of the day. Visiting these pans allows you to marvel at the beauty of nature and of man's ingenuity.
来到这些盐田会让你感叹大自然的美和人类的创造力。
Let me repeat this sentence again slowly. Visiting these pans allows you to marvel at the beauty of nature and of man's ingenuity. Let's start with our word of the day, marvel. Marvel is a verb that means to show or experience great surprise or admiration. It's usually used when you want to talk about something that fascinates you, like a captivating scenery or a new invention.
Marvel 是动词,意指感到惊讶.
For example, we stopped in the middle of our hike to marvel at the waterfall.
我们在爬山途中停下来感叹瀑布之美.
The word marvel appears most often in our daily lives when we talk about the Marvel films. What's your favorite Marvel film? Who's your favorite superhero? As for me, I think Black Panther was a really good film. I think Chadwick Boseman is a very admirable actor. I find it hard to believe that he starred in so many Hollywood films while battling cancer at the same time. He was definitely a superhero. Our second word for today is visit. Visit can be a verb that means to go to a place in order to look at it, or to go to a person in order to spend time with them.
Visit 当动词时意指参观拜访.
For example, we visited the art gallery in London.
我们参观了伦敦的美术馆.
The word visit can also be used as a noun. A common phrase is pay a visit to someone or pay a visit to somewhere.
Visit 也可以当作名词. 常见的片语是 pay a visit to someone or pay a visit to somewhere.
For example, I paid a visit to my grandmother during the Mid-Autumn Festival.
我在中秋节时拜访我的外婆.
Here's another example. I'm going to pay a visit to the library to return these books.
我会去图书馆还这些书.
The third and final word for today is ingenuity. Ingenuity is a noun that refers to someone's ability to think of clever new ways of doing something.
Ingenuity 是名词,意指,独创力.
For example, this Hermes bag shows the designer's ingenuity.
爱马仕这款包包展现了设计师的独创性.
Have you ever heard of the brand Hermes? It's a high-end fashion brand that specializes in leather goods. I find luxury brands so hard to pronounce. This is embarrassing, but I used to pronounce Louis Vuitton like Louis Vuitton. But in fact, the correct pronunciation is Louis Vuitton. I had to go on YouTube to check my pronunciation before recording this part, but I'm not even sure if I said it correctly. I think the easiest way to refer to this brand is by calling it LV. Chanel is another popular luxury brand, right? Chanel is pronounced like Chanel with a sh sound rather than a ch sound. Back in the days, I used to pronounce it like channel. I'm glad someone taught me the correct pronunciation before I embarrassed myself, so I hope you keep this in mind as well. The state of Chicago in the United States is also pronounced like Chicago with a sh sound rather than a ch sound. Don't mispronounce these commonly used words. I think pronunciation is important because the person you're speaking to might not be able to understand what you're trying to say if you mispronounce a word. Sure, they might be able to guess from the context of your words. However, it's best to look up a word if you're not sure how it's pronounced. Even as a native speaker of English, I do this all the time to make sure that I don't make a mistake. That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. See you next time. Bye!